3, 2, 1. Ready? Hey, today we have our special guest, Trent Braff of Tech Valley Hospitality Shuttle. Thanks so much for stopping by, brother.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hey, much appreciated. I know we've been playing phone tag for a while, and, you know, things have been going crazy with your schedule and mine, but we finally connected, and I'm really looking forward to it. So let me dig right in, and as I always say, let's make it do what it do.
Make it do what it do.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Trent.
I was born and raised in New York City, the Bronx, New York. About the age of 9, my father passed away. When I was at the age of 9, my father passed away. Mm-hmm. And me and my mother, we came back up to Albany area because that's where the rest of her family was. Mm-hmm. So growing up, it was me and my mother from 9 on. My mother and my father both dealt with some addiction issues. And so at a young age, you know, I started to live, like, I stayed with my grandmother, stuff like that, a little bit here and there. But then my mother, she fought her demons. She was the first person that I seen who, you know, you could go through some adversity but come out victorious if you really want to.
How about that?
And yes. So that was huge for me to see her do that. Come from, I mean, she literally, we moved up here. She in New York City. She had a very good job. Back in the '80s, she was making almost $100,000.
And that's big money.
That's big money. You know,
that's especially big money today.
Right, still big money. Right.
I can't count that high.
Right.
How about you, Jonah? I can't count that high.
That's right. So when she came here, she had that, and then once she, you know, went through and fought off her demons to get a job at that level, it just wasn't happening. So she actually started entry level work in Saratoga, and she worked her way all the way up to, I believe it was like a vice president or something similar to a company in Saratoga. And I'd seen her buy her first house. I seen, you know, us go from just literally climbing all the way back up. And subconsciously to me, I guess that was what kind of been my inspiration and showed me that, you know, you could go through some adversity in life, but at the end of the day, if you want to work, if you want it bad enough, you could go get it.
Right. Which leads me to how and why did you start your company?
So I started my company because when I had a little situation that I fell into myself where I got incarcerated selling drugs at a young age. Around 19, I got incarcerated. I got a 4 to 12 year sentence. Off the 4 to 12 years, I did about 3 years in prison. When I came home, I, just like my mother, I had to start. Well, actually, a little bit difficult was I couldn't get a job. Everyone kept turning me down because of the felony. So I worked temp agencies for a good 6 months, I would say, that 6 to 8 months. And then I ended up getting a job in the hotel, the Marriott in East Greenbush. Mm-hmm. Started me off as a houseman. It was a part-time job. Did that for about another 6 months. I was so happy just to get a real job at that point, but
right. And to get a check.
Correct.
And I'm sure parole was on your back.
Was on my back, and just being told no by everyone else, and having to do temp work for such a long period of time.
How long were you down for in prison?
4 to 12 years.
4 to 12?
Okay. Yeah, well, I got a 4 to 12. I did 3 years off of the 4 to 12.
Okay.
And so once I got into the hotel industry, I ended up going from the East Greenbush Marriott, and I was offered a full-time job at an Albany Marriott. Same position, houseman, but it was now full-time instead of part-time. And from that moment on, that was the first time I felt like I had a career path, I guess I would say. And one of the girls at the front desk, Rebecca, she was a sweetheart. She would work with me at night and actually show me how to answer the phones. She would show me how to check guests in. And she gave me the drop. She was like, Trent, I'm going to be leaving the hotel soon. But you know how to do a lot of the stuff already. And so I'm going to tell the GM, you're a good candidate for the front desk position. You should go for it. You got a great personality. And so I said, I'll go for it. And she kept her word. Long story short, I got that position. 6 months later, I went from just being front desk to I was killing the front desk, and I ended up becoming the front desk supervisor. That was the first
entry. You was in beast mode.
Yeah, I was in beast mode, and I never turned it off still. You know? And so I ended up supervisor role. I started to read. That's when I started to read a little bit of books and educate myself on management. And
hear that, folks? He read. He educated himself. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And so educated myself on management and decided to be a good manager. You don't just dictate, but you should lead by example. And so that became my motto, leading by example. And within some time after that, I became the operations manager. And from that point on, I wanted to become a GM.
Wow.
And
so we got to get into the good stuff then. So what makes Tech Valley, your company, special?
Well, there's nothing like it, because from becoming a GM, I realized that there was in Schenectady market, no hotels offered a shuttle service. And so I figured if I could just get the hotels that I had rapports with at that point to sign on board with me, that we would be able to get their guests to and from the airports, to and from the Amtrak, and locally. And so there's no hospitality based transportation service anywhere around. And mm-hmm. so that's what separates us from the masses, is we work with now we work with about 40 hotels in the capital region.
Wow. And let me say this, Trent, separated you have, you know, because I just see when I did a little research, and this is why I said, I got to get this brother in. I see a slew of outstanding mm-hmm. customer reviews online. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about your customer service philosophy?
Yeah, so for us, customer service is everything. Coming from Marriott and having a little bit of that paid corporate training, I realized, you know, it's all about customer service. Customers come first. So for me, you know, and for my team, we go through a very detailed customer service training.
Okay, that's good. Staff development.
Staff development, mm-hmm. definitely. And everyone understands the importance of treating our customers not just as customers, but like family. I tell people, I want you to treat our guests as you would your favorite aunt, your favorite uncle, et cetera, mm-hmm. you know? And
even if it's that uncle that shows up to the family reunion drunk,
right,
you know,
right.
Your Uncle Nup-Nup, and kissing on everybody's niece, right? And talking stuff and like, come here, girl, sit on my lap. You know Uncle Nup-Nup. I was watching you since you was this long young. You were a little something, you know?
But that's right.
You still treat him with love too, right?
That's right. And so we treat all our customers, you know, with the mm-hmm. same level of respect and customer mm-hmm. service that as we would our favorite uncles and aunts and uncles.
Great. So I see this is interesting. Tell me a little bit about this. I see you have a lot of corporate sponsorships. What kind of partnerships do you have?
So we have a bunch of corporate partnerships. So we work with a slew of Marriott's, Hamptons, Hilton's, Super 8's, Quality Inns, Days Inns, but then we've transitioned into the corporate world with partnerships with like PIP Incorporated, with GE.
Wow.
We do stuff with Union College.
Word of mouth, basically, or just
A lot of it was word of mouth. A lot of it was from our relationships with the hotels. So mm-hmm. the hotels' general managers and sales teams, they would have groups come into the hotels, and then they would recommend us. And then once, you know, we got the guests with us and they seen the excellent service we provide and the care and the flexibility mm-hmm. we give, you know.
Okay. So let me put on my company hat here.
I was going to say, but matter of fact, the reason I was a couple minutes late today was because one of our partnerships, our newest ones with JetBlue, that we
that's
work
all
with
right.
them, you know.
You're chasing dollars. You know, my motto when I was in business for myself, I used to wake up every morning and I would tell people, if it's $200 out there, $100 got my name on it.
I like that.
Every single day, brother.
I like that.
And that's the attitude you got to have.
I like
one
that.
Got my name on it. I don't
right.
care about the other one. One got H. Bosch Jr.'s name on
that's
it.
That's right.
You know, so All right, what kind of services can you provide to companies?
Man, so on top of, you know, excellent transportation, one thing we really pride ourselves in is connecting. So we connect the dots. So we connect the dots with between hotel guests and restaurants. We connect the dots with corporations and hotel stays also as well. A lot of corporations also, when they have guests coming into the area, they look to dinners, things of that nature. So we try to connect people. We do brewery tours. So our big thing is not only just getting you to a destination, we want to also help you find what your guests are looking for. And hopefully... Right.
Yeah, I saw a little something about that brew crew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's that working out for you?
The beer bus. The beer bus, it's been going good. So starting in Schenectady, we work with three breweries in Schenectady. Great Flax, Mad Jacks, and... Great Flax, Mad Jacks, and there's one more, Wolf Hollow. And now we're actually, I've been in talks with some breweries in Troy.
Okay.
So I have two already that's committed, and the other one, they're going through a renovation. Uh-huh. And then the next step is also to start expanding the order.
So in the spirit of fairness, Trent, you got the beer bus. When you going to have the Henny Hypnotic bus? Because you know who's going to be on that bus. Come on now. The Henny and Hypnotic. All right?
That would be nice.
You got to throw some flavor to us too now. All right? The Henny and Hypnotic. All right? And have it around that income tax time. Because you know everybody going to be up on the bus.
Showtime.
Yeah, showtime. So anyway, moving right along. All right, keep it. Let me put it back to business. I know brides are planning their weddings for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you provide services for upcoming weddings?
Oh, definitely. We do. This year, we expanded into the wedding industry. That's one of the things we offer you, the brides. A reliable, trusted brand and service, but for nearly half the cost, if not more than what our competitors are charging. Our motto is, you know, we're not trying to price gouge anybody. Mm-hmm. And for us, we're a true shuttle service. So
I like that, true shuttle
service. We're a true shuttle service. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get you from point A to point B, point B to point A. And so with that being said, you're only going to pay for the hours of service and use. We're not like other companies where you get charged for hours where the car is just sitting there. We're not doing that. For us, we can go get another job during that time, and that's where we're going to get our money. So we're not looking to again, price gouge anybody. We're just looking to give the best possible service we can and make it economical.
Good. Well, what I like, when we spoke a little bit over the phone, and I'm a firm believer, too much is given, much is expected.
Definitely.
You told me you're heavily involved in the community service and giving back. Mm-hmm. What kind of things have you done, and what can we expect?
Man, so this year, we've done, I've done, one of the big things for me was, you know, being that I was in prison. When I got out in 2007, my wife and some of my dearest friends up, they could tell you that I always said I'm going to go back to the prison one day and speak and talk. And every day I listen to motivational
tapes
and videos. Mm-hmm. Like, even I like the way you kind of sounded like Les Brown, Baby Boy.
Yeah, right.
So that motivates me.
Les got that from me.
There it is. So I was able to actually go back this year and go to the prison. I was able to go to Hudson Correctional Facility, talk for about 70 of the youth that are incarcerated there right now, male and female. And that was amazing, man. It was great. They actually invited me back in April, in which I'll be able to go in there and actually, any gentlemen who are coming home, this one's going to be at Green, who are coming home within a year.
Right.
I'm going to sit down. We're going to do mock interviews. I'm going to give them points on things they should look forward to in interviews, how to follow up. So I'm going to just give them all of the tricks of the trade that I've learned from my experience.
In addition to that, you're going to go in, throw up about 350 with them guns, right? Look like you're still working out.
Yeah, you still got to do that, too.
Yeah, right. So you're going to go and bench press about 350 for 10 or 12 times and say, who's next?
Just to show them I still got it. Healthy mind, healthy body, right?
Let me ask you this, then. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to also say, though, we also did a complimentary shuttle service to get people out to the voting polls this year. We've done get backs where we've for like youth build, which is a program in Schenectady to help the youth. We've done donated services to getting patrons to and from events so that they can raise money.
Good. All right, so there's some other things I want to get before we close up.
Definitely.
What's the best thing that happened to you in 2017?
I woke up every day.
How about that? Yeah, and your eyes open.
That's right.
And you bless somebody.
That's right.
All right. Gave right. Back. I like that. Back. I like that. Looking ahead to 2018, what do you want to achieve?
I want to give more. It's become my mission to give. I know when you give, you get at the same time, and I want to continue to give. I want to continue to help. For 2018, I would like to... I'm really getting into real estate. That's something I'm definitely getting into. I already own some things, but I'm really looking to take it to the next level.
Okay.
So real estate, continue to grow the business, continue to give, and I want to personally work on, you know, just continue to grow and be a better person.
I'm a firm believer, and I know this will continue to happen to you. If you wake up every morning trying to create an epic experience in somebody's life, your success will continue to skyrocket. I'm a true believer in that.
I agree with you on that. I agree with
you. Now, three more quick questions before we wrap up. How many vehicles do you have?
So right now we have three vehicles. However, I want to get a bus, a 20-passenger bus. And by springtime, I'm definitely going to double what we're at. So by spring, we'll definitely have at least six vehicles, but I hope one of those to be a bus.
All right, and then how many employees?
So right now we have seven people on the team. In our peak season, we had 12.
Full-time or part-time?
Part-time.
You hear that? Do you hear that? This brother came home from being down. 10 years.
No,
all right,
no,
3 years. All right, well, 3 years.
You don't give me any more.
3 years. You know, and you know what I'm saying. You know, a setback is only a setup for a comeback.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
You know, they locked you down like an animal, and you came out like a lion. You know. Come on. You want me to say that again?
You can
they
say
locked
it again.
You down like an animal, and you came out like a lion.
That's right.
You know. So then, this is what I really want to know, and for entrepreneurs or future entrepreneurs listening, all right. How did you get your financing for all of this? Because that's the real $64,000 question.
Well, honestly, I invested in myself. That's what it all came down to.
Your own money, banks?
My own money. What I did at probably a couple of years ago when I first was looking to get my first house, I had to, I was sitting on just a couple of dollars, probably about $10,000, and I owed about $10,000 to debtors. And I said, I made a decision that I was going to spend all my money
on you.
On me.
And invested in you.
That's right. So I started with that, got my credit together.
Pay yourself first.
That's right. And then through the steps and the gradual, kept just climbing the corporate ladder. Of course, with that, my pay increased. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everyone who knows me knows I could save a dollar. So
look, you saved the D out of a dollar.
That's right. I saved the D out. I like that, out of the dollar. And so, I, you know, saved money, got the credit together, and you know, I bet on myself.
Great. Well, I think we're getting ready to wrap it up, and I'm going to end by saying, until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this. Don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. That's it.
All right.